Hi, Marty Lurie here in KNBR 680, joined by Jessica Mendoza. What a pleasure to start my spring training off with you. First of all, a little bit of background, and you're a Bay Area baseball player, and now you're a star in ESPN. Tell us about the background of baseball.
Well, I grew up playing baseball. My dad was a head baseball coach, and so I started at 3-4 years old in the dugout, just following, learning too much to the point where I was like 5 years old and asked my dad about how to chew tobacco, and he's like, all right, maybe she's around a little bit too much. But I ended up, obviously, I switched over to softball later in my career, played softball at Stanford, lived in the Bay Area for over half a decade, absolutely love it. San Francisco's my favorite U.S. city. But now I've done all of our softball coverage for the last few years, switching into baseball, and for this year, switching into ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball.
Well, what a great feeling. You're doing great, and last year coming into the booth, came in great, and everyone loved it, so I'm glad that you got another shot this year. This is good. But let's go back. Who were your fan? Who did you root for as a kid? What kind of baseball fan were you? Obviously, you were chewing tobacco.
Well, I grew up in Southern California in the 80s, so you can probably guess. I don't even want to say it on this station. So growing up in L.A. in the 80s, we had season tickets, and obviously that 88 year was a special year, and I was young, and Rhett Butler was a player not a lot of people know about, but he was someone that I watched and liked his craft, and it was really cool to be able to grow up watching the game and then trying to implement it in yourself. And I never thought of it as a guy, and I'm a female, and you know, I would try to swing like them, and having a dad as a baseball coach helped kind of emphasize that.
What position did you play?
I was a catcher throughout, and then at Stanford, once I got to college, I switched into center field, and then became a left fielder for two Olympics. So I found a home in the outfield, but started off as a catcher.
Well, you know, they say catchers make the best managers, and really, they do stories on it all the time. Yeah. Why do you think they become the best managers?
Well, I think part of it is the psychology. That's something that I think you don't sign up for. A lot of times you're catching, and there's a craft, obviously, involved in the physical nature of catching, but there's an entire part of being able to manage the pitching staff that when you're a great catcher and you get elevate to higher levels, you need to be able to understand the personality of each pitcher you're catching. And it's really your responsibility, I think, more than the managers or coaches, to really figure out what makes them tick. What can they handle? What can they not? When do you lay off? When do you pick them up? And I think that's why they make great managers, because at the end of the day, a great manager in baseball is someone who understands their players.
Yeah, you know, the great Branch Rickey said this many years ago, that the key to being a manager is managing people.
Yeah.
And I see this with Bruce Bochy, 25 different personalities, and he melds them together where they're one team.
Yeah, and you're seeing it right now. And, you know, I think even with Angel Pagan and Denard Span coming in, and just the way I appreciate, and I'm an outsider looking in, but the fact that, you know, he likes to tell his team early on what he's planning. He doesn't hide anything. So there's an automatic respect that's going to come, and you're going to get it how it is right now, and you know exactly what he's thinking.
Yeah. Boy, what a pleasure to have you on. So I went to see the movie Race the other night, the Jesse Owens movie, and of course he got 4 gold medals in crazy circumstances in Berlin in 1936, and you're an Olympic champion as well. Tell me about the Olympic experience.
Oh my goodness, this is Olympic year too. We got Brazil coming up in August. There is nothing like it. I mean, I'm passionate about the game, if you can't tell. But you times that by 50 million when you think about our country and putting USA across your chest. Yeah. You hear the national anthem, right? And we've heard it a million times. You get over there, and you're competing, and you know, you live in the Olympic Village. You're meeting athletes from all over the world, and you're getting an understanding of what it's like to grown up in the United States of America. And I know it sounds so cheesy, but all of a sudden you win, and your flag's being raised, and you hear that national anthem that you've heard so much, and there is a passion that came out of me, at least, and an emotion. I don't cry, and I had tears flowing down my cheek because of how I felt about having that USA across my chest and who I was representing.
All right, beautifully said. Jessica Mendoza, our guest, you can hear on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, doing a great job. The gold medal wins. Tell me about the gold medal games. They're always exciting.
Well, in 2004 in Athens, we ended up losing in 2008 to Japan. Got a silver medal, but I think anytime you work so hard at something, and at the end of the day, you want to compete and play, but you want to win. Like, you know, plainly said, like, you can give all the cliches you want. It's just about, like, the game itself, and it is. But there is something about when you put in so much work and effort, you want the result. And to me, to have a gold medal around your neck, especially knowing that you got a whole country on your back, it means a lot.
All right, let's get into your career now. How did you get into sports broadcasting? Because, as we said, you're a star now. You're on ESPN, and you have a great baseball background. That's why we do this. Let the fans know your baseball background, so when you speak on the air, they know who you are and where it comes from. But how'd you get into broadcasting?
You know, just playing and doing interviews, to be honest with you. And our college softball had grown so much, and our Olympic coverage, we were on ESPN, NBC, and they had asked, they're like, gosh, when we talk to you, like, you're basically, like, you understand the game, you have a lot of passion, would you ever be interested in broadcasting? And I'm telling you, I graduated from Stanford, got my master's, I was moving to D.C. to be a senator. I mean, that's where my path, I thought, was headed. It's amazing how the world works. And so they asked me to do their softball coverage. I've been doing that now for 8 years. And John Kruk came over and did some softball. And that's when it put into my mind, like, hey, can I do the reverse? And that happened last year.
Boy, great. All right, so what's the biggest challenge going to a Sunday night baseball? It's a different audience, and it's the only game in town when you're on the air. What do you have to do? What do you have to bring to the broadcast?
I think my biggest goal is, first of all, just to be me. You know, I don't want to try to fill anyone's shoes or try to be like anyone else so much, but my biggest goal is, I feel like baseball is in a place where not enough people that I think would really appreciate it are still watching. I think the niche baseball audience is watching. I think there's definitely still a core group, but this is a beautiful game. You know it. And I think there's a lot of people out there that don't realize it. And I want to bring that back. I want to bring back why this game is amazing and do it in a way where we're talking about not just the athleticism and what the guys are doing, but the personality, going more in depth about how does Buster Posey have that ability, and being able to educate people, but in a way that's fun and easy to understand, and to where the game gets back to where we all wanted to watch. And I just want to have the audience grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, I do the pre and post game shows, and I think the biggest thing is to take people through a season. It has a rhythm. And a baseball game has a rhythm. The first three innings, the next three innings, and the last three innings. And for me, it's understanding the rhythm of the game, and it builds up. Baseball is one of those sports that builds up as we go along to this crescendo. Yeah. And I think if you can bring the audience along with that, that's the key.
Yeah, definitely. And understanding how the game has evolved to that crescendo of the last three innings and the bullpens now. Yeah. I mean, you talk about something that was so vanilla probably to be talked about, bullpen. Now, who wants to talk about bullpens? Well, that's where the game... Yeah, and it's exciting. But let's have the viewer. We know that. But let's really talk about, like, some of these bullpens and what makes, all of a sudden, that sixth, seventh inning comes along.
Yeah.
Okay, this game just really got good. And having the audience understand that.
Yeah, it unfolds slowly. In the end of a baseball game, you never know where it's going to go. But that last pitch, and I talk to closers all the time, that last out is always the toughest one to get. Jim Palmer told me that years ago. He said, 25, 26, 27, the toughest outs ever to get. And I think you have to bring that to the audience as well. All right, so how are you received by the players?
You know, I'm still getting to know all of them. I mean, honestly, being here with the Giants right now, they've been fantastic. And I think it helps a lot that, you know, this generation, too, it's like I think they've seen, like, women play sports, kick butt at it, and there isn't so much a gender role necessarily. Like, sometimes just introducing myself and letting them know, like, hey, I play, like, hitting is something I'm passionate about. Just to get to where we can get deeper, you know, so it's not the cliche answer. But to be honest with you, the players have been awesome, and I didn't know what to expect. I was nervous, and I want them to understand me more as a peer and not so much like someone from the other side.
Right. Well, when you see a hitter, you were a great hitter. I imagine you look at a hitter, and you can kind of say, all right, I see the swing. Yeah. I see how they're going to work this person, and I see what has to happen. And I think in a happy way of explaining it to the audience. You can't be too technical, but in a nice way of doing it, I think that's the key.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And actually, I got blisters right now from hitting in the Giants cage. Pre-game, we were talking some Buster Posey stuff and going through, and I was taking my hacks, and it was cool because then the hitting coaches came out there, bam, bam, and, you know, just being able to pick the brain and understand that it really isn't different. And for me, I'm still learning, too, like anybody. And it's... how cool is it that I get to go to all these different, that we get to go to all these different, you know, places and talk to different philosophies and hitters and be able to then learn and then teach, ultimately, the audience.
I love it. Great to have you on.
Yeah.
You know, Stanford, the Olympics, and now ESPN on Sunday night. And you deserve it. You work hard, Jessica Mendoza. So nice to have you on. I'm glad the audience can hear the background. I always say it's important to hear the background of someone, and then when they give their opinion, you know who they are. So I appreciate you being on.
Well, that's why you're good at what you do. And I'm looking forward to joining Aaron Boone in the booth and Dan Shulman, Buster Olney. So I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got a good team. All right, more coming up. That's Jessica Mendoza right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.